Monday, January 10, Kitchener-Borden Avenue is partially closed at Grenville Avenue for sewer work until end of day. Charles Street is partially closed from Kent Avenue to Borden Avenue for utility work until Monday, January 17. Moore Avenue is closed from Brighthop Street to Waterloo Street for a crane operation until Wednesday, January 12. Water Street is partially closed from King Street to Charles Street for utility work until Thursday, January 20. Waterloo Bridge Street has reduced lanes at Bridle Trail for manhole work until Monday, January 17. Cardill Crescent is closed from Austin Drive to Cardill Crescent for watermain repairs until 4 p.m. Dietz Avenue has reduced lanes at Westmount Road for manhole work until Monday, January 17. Herb Street has reduced lanes at Avondale Avenue for sewer work until Friday, January 21. Herb Street has reduced lanes at Dover Street for manhole work until Monday, January 17. Existing one-way traffic is maintained. Herb Street has reduced lanes at Weber Street for manhole work until Monday, January 17. Fisher-Hallman Road has reduced lanes at Roxton Drive for sewer work until Friday, January 28. Hickory Street has reduced lanes at King Street for manhole work until Monday, January 17. Two-way traffic is maintained with a flagging operation. King Street has reduced lanes from Columbia Street to Hickory Street for utility work until Friday, January 21. King Street has reduced lanes at Lodge Street for manhole work until Monday, January 17. Northfield Drive is partially closed at Toman Drive for site servicing until Friday, April 1. University Avenue has reduced lanes at Bridge Street for manhole work until Monday, January 17. University Avenue has reduced lanes at Leicester Street for manhole work until Friday, January 28. University Avenue has reduced lanes at Regina Street for manhole work until Monday, January 17. Weber Street is partially closed from Water Street to College Street for utility work until Friday, January 14. Tuesday, January 11, Waterloo Marshall Street is closed from King Street to Regina Street for a water service repair until 4 p.m. Woolwich Durst Road is partially closed at Lobsinger Line for utility work until Monday, February 28. Two-way traffic is maintained with a flagging operation. Wednesday, January 12, Cambridge Fountain Street is closed between Chance Hill Road and Preston Parkway for emergency roadwork until 3 p.m. Kitchener-Frederick Street is partially closed from Duke Street to Weber Street for roadwork until Friday, September 9. Ottawa Street is partially closed from International Place to Fisher-Hallman Road for utility work until Monday, January 17. Woolwich-Listowel Road has reduced lanes at Steffler Road for a road repair until Wednesday, January 19. Two-way traffic is maintained with a flagging operation. Thursday, January 13, Kitchener-Borden Avenue is partially closed at Nyberg Street for an engineering study until end of day. Bram Street is partially closed at Victoria Street for GRT work until Friday, January 14. Brighthop Street is closed from Moore Avenue to Wellington Street for a crane operation until Wednesday, January 19. King Street East is partially closed at River Road for utility work until end of day. Manitou Drive is partially closed at Cress Lane for an engineering study until end of day. Ottawa Street is partially closed from Dreger Avenue to Franklin Street for an engineering study until end of day. Chance Hill Road has reduced lanes at Highway 401 for an engineering study until end of day. Woolwich-Chance Station Road has reduced lanes just south of Hopewell Creek Road for utility work until Monday, January 17. Friday, January 14, Cambridge-Carter Crescent is closed from Tuscany Court to Bramer Road for roadwork until 3 p.m. Glenmorris Street is closed from Stanley Street to First Avenue for roadwork until 3 p.m. Saturday, January 15. No new projects scheduled. Sunday, January 16. No new projects scheduled.